Dr. Irfan Hafiz, who actually is doing a lot for humanity, and we grab him a couple times a week and try to get him to explain what's going on here. We really appreciate all the time that you spend with us, Irfan, because we know what a very, very difficult situation this is. And, of course, you're at Northwestern Medicine Huntley. So I want to ask you a little bit about that first in terms of, because we were talking about what the president was saying earlier. The president is trying to encourage states that are not yet affected by this to maybe open up sooner than the states that are affected. So he would like to see Nebraska, by example, maybe start to get back to business faster than New York or Louisiana or California or Washington State. And he's pointing to the difference between, more rural states than more urbanized states. And you're in a more rural community in Huntley, or a more suburban to exurban area in Huntley. Are there cases up there? Are you seeing this?
Yeah, well, so our county has seen a few cases, certainly not as many as Cook County. We know that we're in proximity enough that we will start to see more cases probably a week or two after, say, Cook County sees it. So we will probably see an increase in cases over the next few weeks.
And will it spread, obviously, in New York City as dense as it is? And you saw this progression of infection at such an alarming rate there because you had that patient zero that everybody talked about that was in Westchester County, but he had worked his way into Manhattan by taking public transportation in a number of different ways. He took a train. He also took the subway. He was exposing himself to a lot of people throughout that period of time. And if three people at a time are getting exposed and it just escalates like that, there's such close proximity. Is it safer in more rural areas eventually for people, or will everybody eventually be, because people have to have human interaction, be exposed to this?
Exactly. Because of that human interaction, you will see it progress into other areas. Because the United States is so large, we're not going to see all areas affected at the same time. It's going to go into a wave. Areas that are more densely populated, we will see larger number of cases, such as New York City. Chicago is probably going to be another one as well. Smaller towns, more remote areas may see it later and may not have as much an impact, but they probably will see some impact.
But they also have a different set of problems, too, because those hospitals tend to be smaller. They tend to not have the number of beds or equipment that might be necessary to deal with. If there's 20% of the population that would be in its normal service area that has to come in.
Absolutely.
To be seen as a result of this, on top of the people that are already coming in for all the other stuff, the heart attack, car accident, all the things we've been hearing about, that still would be a strain on these hospitals in more isolated areas.
Absolutely, that's absolutely true. And the access to other specialized care, getting subspecialists, getting some of the drugs, getting the ventilators, I mean, all these things would be harder to get in those areas.
Let's get to the phones, 312-981-7200. Bonnie, you're on WGN. Dr. Irfan Hafiz from Northwestern's talking.
Go ahead, Bonnie. Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. Hello?
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I work in long-term care, but I work in the rehab area. My background is that I'm 59, almost 60. 5 years ago, I had breast cancer. I had chemo and radiation. In our rehab area, we receive all the patients straight from the hospital. So they're in like a quarantine for 14 days, and I do have to do a face-to-face with each one of them. Just wondering about my risk.
Sure.
And today I asked if I could wear a mask when I did it, and they didn't really like that.
All right, let him answer the question. Go ahead, doctor.
Sure. So first of all, your risk in terms of some of your health issues, certainly it's higher than the average person, a little bit higher there. When it comes to what you do, because you're on the rehab side, patients have to be medically cleared by the time they come to you. So there are some criteria that have to be met. So certainly somebody who is actively having issues is not the one that they're planning on transferring. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, but yet we still have, like, a couple of our long-term people had to come to rehab first for 14 days, so that's what scares me, is that they're putting them there for a reason,
Yeah.
Right. And they're not putting them just there for you know, the COVID-19. There's obviously other issues that they're coming in for. But it's making sure that they don't have a fever or respiratory complaints, really, by the time they're being assessed for transfer is really the important thing. But that's something really to further discuss with the physician that's taking care of that patient.
I want to ask you about a very disturbing development out of New York City. First responders are testing positive in droves. 236 police in New York and 84 firefighters so far in New York have tested positive, and that's just in the last couple of days. And they, you know, that goes to the issue of again, close contact, and they're dealing with these patients directly, and one would hope that they have the proper equipment to deal with it, but you know how first responders can be. Right. I mean, it's it's a little different. Police are a little different than firefighters. But the reality is that, you know, when police are encountering somebody, they're not really thinking that much about self-protection. Right. I mean, that's kind of their job.
True. And partly the issue is right now, New York City is going through such a peak of cases there. Unlike, say, where we're at in Chicago or even the suburbs right now, even less. So when you start reaching that, you know, number of cases, you're reaching a tipping point, certainly that amount of exposure needs to be considered, really, that, you know, that's part of what you have to be prepared for.
All right, let's get one more call in for him. Peggy, you're on WGN. You're talking to Dr. Irfan Hafiz from Northwestern Huntley. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much. My question is once we do open up again, start interacting, won't this just start spreading again? Is there some reason to think that this would just, you know, dissipate over months?
Yeah, that's a really, really great question. It is, Ro. So here's the thing, and that's where the timing of opening things up is so important. You want to make sure that we do have things shut down long enough that those people who are currently have the disease are isolated enough that they have time to recover and not transmit. Once they've recovered, their infectivity goes down and their risk of exposing others goes down. So you want enough time in between so all these people have had a time to recover before opening that up. If you open too soon, you may start to flatten the curve and then the curve can take off again. And that's something that we need to watch out for carefully. But that goes back to the argument that the United States is not experiencing this problem in all areas at the same time. So therefore, the timing of that needs to be, you know, the size of the country needs to be accounted for as we open things up. I hope that makes some sense.
Yeah, it does, because we are, even though we're very interconnected, we're more isolated now, perhaps, than the United States population has been, you know, since the 18th century, potentially, or 19th century.
Yes.
You know, and so it's almost impossible to get around. People are staying in place, which is good. One of the texters is asking, if you do go to a testing center and you do get tested and you're COVID-19 positive, would they be able to tell when you actually contracted it in terms of the numbers of days back?
Yeah, that would be really hard. You'd probably want to go back to when you first started having symptoms. And then probably, I would say with 95% certainty, within 2 weeks before that is where you would be.
And we also understand that there is 5 days is about the average time, right, for onset, from exposure to onset of first symptoms?
The majority of people within 5 days.
Yeah. All right. Dr. Hafiz, thank you so much. Stay safe, and we will talk to you again next week. Dr. Irfan Hafiz from Northwestern Medicine, Huntley.